Hello and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife, happily married, sexy as ever, and living a keto lifestyle. My name is Tammy. I'm your host, and today you're listening to Naked Poppers. Yeah, you're probably just aching to know what in the world is she going to talk about. Naked Poppers. So Naked Jalapeno Poppers. So it is so great when I come to these episodes to just remind everybody that, you know, I talk about it here and there throughout all of these different episodes of why I called it the Naked Keto Wife. And honestly, the very, like, what you're thinking is true. Like, I really wanted to title it based on the fact that I felt good naked. Honestly, like, I felt like a beautiful naked wife. And at the same time, I also am a holistic nurse and person and love the idea of it being of everything that we do, strip it down, get it as naked and as pure and as natural and normal as possible. And really that's what it's about. Like, when we're doing keto, we're doing just that. Like, we're stripping things down to the basics. You can kind of, even paleo is a very similar concept. Like, you're eating very, very naturally. So that little introduction to this particular episode is because I'm talking about jalapeno poppers. I love jalapeno poppers. Can I just be unbelievably clear? It is one of my favorite appetizers. Love jalapeno poppers. I always have. We're talking the breading, the jalapeno, the cream cheese. Like, I love it so much. On keto, guess what? You can't do a normal jalapeno popper. What I have discovered is the jalapeno wrapped, bacon wrapped popper. And basically what you're doing is you're taking jalapeno, you're slicing it in half, getting rid of the seeds. By the way, I would advise wearing gloves because you're doing a lot of them. So I think I did like 10 of them. So slice those in half and I got 20 of them. And then I bought bacon. It's literally like it's uncooked bacon because you have to be able to wrap it around. The reason I said that is because we a lot of times buy cooked bacon from Costco and you can't because it's already stiff. It's already cooked. So, I buy just regular bacon. And what you do is you, once you get them sliced open and the seeds gone, then you mix cream cheese with whatever you want. You know, I've heard people do actually buffalo sauce, like Red Hots. I think it's very low in carbs, if there's any. I don't think there is. Or hot sauce that doesn't have any Tapatio, doesn't have any carbs in it. I've heard of people adding that to the cream cheese. I like to just add garlic and cilantro, which is kind of a favorite of mine. And then mix that together so that you get softened cream cheese, and then mix that together. And then fill those jalapenos with the cream cheese. Then wrap those suckers in bacon, and we air fry them. You can totally bake them. So just bake them on like 425 for probably 20 minutes. I use an air fryer. So the air fryer for probably like 15 minutes. And I just, oh my gosh, I just love them. So I'm actually on my way home from work and I have some jalapeno poppers ready for me to eat from yesterday. Was Super Bowl Sunday and I made those to eat. I also made chili. I'm gonna actually do a little bit of a new, usually I do individual episodes, but I think I'm actually gonna title this one Naked Poppers and Chili, because I also made chili last night, keto version. So I'll tell you about that too. So my family wanted chili, so I made normal chili for them. All the beans, all of the high carb stuff. Okay. The corn, the beans, whatever. For mine, I just separated out individual pieces, things that I could have. So I made all the meat, but I sectioned off a portion for myself. So it was ground beef. I'll just tell you what I made. Ground beef, olives, have some carbs. It's not carbless. It's not carbless chili, but it's pretty close. Olives, black olives sliced, bell pepper, both red and green, jalapeno, and mushrooms. I love adding mushrooms to my keto chili. And then season it with chili powder and garlic, some onion. Onions have a surprisingly high amount of carbs, so I didn't do very many. But I did do just a few, like, cut up. I'd say probably, like, maybe a third a cup of onion. No, fourth? Hold on, I gotta think about that. Yeah, probably a fourth. It was a small, I don't even think it was fourth. It was a very small amount. And so I put a little bit of onion in there. And then some, I know tomatoes do have some carbs, but I just did maybe, again, just like a very small amount, quarter cup or something of stewed, it's like the diced tomatoes that have chilies in them. And so I put about a quarter of a cup of that. I used the olive juice. Oh, I got a phone call. Well, there you have it, folks. Real life. That was a husband calling, and so I needed to answer it. Anyways, we were talking about chili. So I made this chili, and it was great. So we did the Super Bowl thing, and it just was nice because then I could have chili too, and, you know, it's just a thing. I mean, we all know this. It is a thing. When it comes to food, it's a very social encounter. From the dawn of time, that has been a thing. So when we have events like Super Bowls or holidays or things like that, it is really important to make sure that you have something that you actually are going to enjoy. Not just like, oh, I'm going to bring a protein shake, which is good, but it's not going to help you from craving all the things that you're not getting to be a part of. So if you can simulate whatever you're going to have, you know, like the group yesterday, there was actual jalapeno poppers, and I wasn't worried about it because I had my bacon wrapped one. In fact, by the way, be careful. Because you're going to catch people being like, ooh, I want what you have instead. Yours looks even better. And so just something to know that if you are going somewhere, it might be something that people are like, where are those at? Like, oh, I brought these myself. I can't have breading and stuff. And so, I mean, people understand it, but just something to keep in mind. But yeah, so poppers and chili. It was so good. And now I am heading home from a very long day of work, and I'm going to have leftover chili and poppers. Imagine that. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I just hope that you're having a great day, and I will catch you next time on The Naked Keto Wife. Have a good one.